Amen. Lord, we just thank you so much for getting us all together once again to lift one another up and encourage each other. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads and guides us and teaches us your word, Lord. I thank you so much for your Holy Spirit that gives us the power that leads us and is just everything to us, Lord. And teach us, Father, to stay in the Spirit at all times. And by that, I mean to be praying in the Spirit continually. And Father, I just praise you for all that you're going to accomplish tonight in us. And I thank you, Father, that there's going to be healings, there's going to be deliverances, there's going to be revelations that you bring forth. Whatever you want, Lord, that's all we want. And we relinquish control to you, Father. And we thank you, Father, that tonight's going to be an awesome, awesome night. And Lord, I just ask that you pour out your glory upon all of us, Lord. Fill us up with that love and power that brings us out and spreads the gospel out, Lord, to each and all that you want us to do it to. And I know you want us to do it to all the lost. Give us a bold walk, Lord, to where we want to tell everybody, heal everybody, deliver everybody, and bring them into the kingdom. Father, I thank you for this great revival that's fixing to start because of all the nasty stuff the evil people are trying to turn loose and fixing to happen. But I know that we have the Psalm 91 anointing, that we're encapsulated from any of this mess, and we're going to be walking, talking, and living. And Jesus is out there bringing the gospel to the lost, bringing love to the lost. And Father, it's going to be because of you, not anything that we do, but we just ask that you put that boldness in us to speak it out, to shout it out. Lord, I thank you for doing that in us. Father, take away any fear of man to only fear you and to listen to you, to walk the walk that you'd have us to walk, Lord, and to speak boldly the gospel, the true gospel, to all who will listen. And we praise you, Father, for all that you're going to accomplish tonight. And I thank you, Lord, for us having an open heaven tonight, that anything and everything that we pray will come to pass, that all the prayers will be answered. And Father, I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, I bind up, cast out any kind of communication spirits that want to hinder our internet tonight. And I thank you, Father, everybody's going to have a fine time with each other. There's not going to be any freezing up, knocking off, or any of that business. In the name of Jesus, that everybody's going to have a supernatural time tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
Well, I got a praise report. Awesome. And, my son got baptized on the weekend. Praise God. And he sealed his salvation. And I thank the Lord for that. And I just want to pray about it a little bit. And Father God, I thank you so much that you came to my son in March of this year. And you brought the gospel to him in a dream, and it affected him so much, so Lord, that he went and bought himself a Bible, and he showed up at my front door, and I told him some of the definition of the dream that he had. He saw a man of light with a bow, and he got shot by that bow and arrow. I can't remember the full dream, Father. You know it all. And he mentioned something about my daughter, too. So I thank him. Thank you for that, Father. And I thank you for that revelation. And I thank you, Father, that he's busy studying your word, and he knows about his salvation through Romans chapter 6. And he's discussed it with me when he came over prior to his baptism. And of course, the pastor also discussed Romans chapter 6. And it was a wonderful baptism. And so I just pray, Lord, that like with any new person who's come to you, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would give them the answers and the questions to any more fruit that he has to bear in you, Lord, anything that has to be corrected in him, anything that he might need to have in the future to understand, Lord, about your gospel of understanding him to bear the fruit in his soul, Lord, because we need to have not only spirit salvation, but soul salvation too, to have much fruit birthed in our souls so that we can love you in our heart, in our soul, in our strength, and in our mind. In Jesus' name I pray, and that we would show the love that you have for us, Father, for God so loved the world. And if he's obedient to give us for that, Father, and so that we may actually return the love to you that you teach us in your word. And I pray that for my son and any new believer that I saw, at least 10 of them being baptized there that day. It's a very young family-oriented church, and I thank you for each baptism, Lord. And I pray, Lord, against any deceiving spirits for these people. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Benjamin. And Lord, I just ask and I pray that you would run him across the baptism in the Holy Spirit. He'd ask his dad about it. And his dad would say, well, just let me pray for you. And we'll let the Holy Spirit do all the work. Father, I know you're going to bring him in. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Fill him up, Lord. All right. Anyone else? You got your hand up, Nick?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I just wanted to thank everybody. I'm going to not go to the doctor. Actually, I'm going to cancel my appointment and stay home from the doctor and let it heal on its own. So.
Amen, brother. Lord, we just thank you for putting that faith in the Nick to believe on you, Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. Go ahead, Isaac.
Hello, everybody. I just want to pray, and I want to pray for everybody in the ministry and people outside the ministry, friends and family. You know, I won't go too much into it, but I had a quick little dream where I seen a scroll come out of hell. Don't sound good, but it's good because the Lord gives us these dreams for warning, so that's really good. And so there were people's names on the scroll and sicknesses on the other side attached to their names. And I want to rebuke that because I really felt like thinking on it after I woke up that that Satan wanted to sift out Peter. Jesus told him that. And I feel like Satan wants to sift out a lot of people here too. And I don't think it's going to happen. Actually, I know it's not going to happen. I just want to believe, and I believe right now. And I'm just going to go ahead. Thank you, Father, that you've kept us You didn't lose one, Father, but the son of perdition. And Father, none of us hear that. And I thank you, Father, that you've protected us. And I thank you for your son, Jesus. And I thank you for protection and help. Like Romans 8:11, the Spirit of God does dwell within us, and we have health in our mortal bodies as well. And we cast those demons and those sicknesses back down to hell, and they have no place in our lives. In Jesus' name, and Father, I thank you that you give us warnings like that to prepare us. So humbling. And I thank you, Father, that you've empowered us in your spirit, and that you see us as you see Christ. We are your sons and daughters. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That'd be enough. Enough. Thank you.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you for getting us through any kind of trial that you've got scheduled for us. And I thank you, Father, for the faith that you're going to build up in us in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father. Keep us with a humble attitude, Lord. That's basically what we all need is patience. Not to think that we're anything without you. George, go ahead, brother.
I just wanted to pray for us and for Benjamin that he'd come across the scriptures that talk about the emphasis on Jesus Christ and him crucified. To the Jews, it's a stumbling block. To the Greeks, it's foolishness. And that being baptized, you know, and understanding the cross, there's nothing hardly more important to realize our position and the substitution and the power of living that crucified life. And if it was so important that Paul said he'd forget everything but just focus on that, on Jesus Christ and him crucified, then that's enough for me too right now. I could chew on that for a while, and I want to believe that for my new brother, Benjamin, and anybody else that just needs a refresher course on a crucified life. I went back to 05 and listened to some of David's teachings and conversations when he was, I think there was a study titled that. And I was listening to that today and got a lot out of it about just being strong and in our weakness. And there's no better place to be than letting God be strong in our weakness. And we keep that old man in his place and not let him rule and reign, but let the spirit man be strong and see what God wants to do with us. So Father, I do come before you by the blood of Jesus. I know my place and I want to stay in my place because I no longer live, but you live through me. And then my brothers and sisters, the same goes. We all are new creations in Christ Jesus, and we're excited to see you live through us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, I hook my faith up with George, and boy, it's happening. Amen. All right, anyone else? Go ahead, Geneva.
Okay, so mine might seem kind of goofy, actually, but it is a prayer request. So I have this little puppy that my husband wanted to get, and just about five, she's making so much noise. Anyways, she's cute, but I did not want her. So I already had a dog, and it's a lot with our house being so small and me being pregnant. Well, anyways, I just want prayer. Because, you know, I was choosing to be obedient to my husband and just do what makes him happy. So he really wanted her. So I said, okay. But I want to pray that she will stop peeing everywhere because she is driving me crazy right now. And it's constant. I tell you, there's some times I think about cooking her up in the oven. And that sounds real good because she's driving me crazy. but I do want to pray, because my other dog, I prayed that she would be potty trained real quick, and it happened, thank God. It's just a pain having to deal with that, and I'm the one that's home most of the time, so I'm always having to clean, and I get real irritated because it's like constantly. So no, she's just a puppy, and it's a patience thing. But if we could all just say a prayer that this puppy will just automatically become potty trained, I would be very happy. So that might sound kind of goofy, but that is what I'm believing.
No, that's not goofy. That's trying to sidestep a couple of steps. That's all right. We're yeah. for it.
I mean, I do. I go outside. I take her out. I do all that, like, as soon as I wake up in the morning, but I'm just getting tired. Sometimes I just want to want to lay in bed. I'm trying not to be lazy here, but Lord, help me. Anyways, dear Lord, thank you, Father, for all things. And thank you, Jesus, that you're going to bless this dog to be a good dog, and that she's going to learn, start using the bathroom outside, and that you're going to bless me with patience, and that she's going to be just as good as our other dog. And I rebuke me getting frustrated with, at her, or at her situation, or at Morgan, or anything like that, Lord. Father, just take that out of my heart, and let me just calm down and realize it's just a puppy. So, Lord, thank you that you're going to make her use the bathroom outside, and she's just going to automatically do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Geneva. This dog is going to be a dog straight from heaven. And amen. She's going to love that dog in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's a puppy peer. Amen. Go ahead, Andrew.
You know, we had a dog, and this was a German Shepherd, and it was easier to toilet train the German Shepherd than both kids. The Shepherd got it down, just went to the back door. You had to let him out if he was by that door. If you didn't let him out, your fault. You're going to clean it up. And well, it was kind of interesting. Kids were harder to train.
Oh, I'm telling you. And they could
speak to you. Anyway.
They've been, Tiffany,
you're just getting some good practice there in Geneva for the future.
True, that's what I keep trying to tell myself. I'm like, this is teaching me to not be lazy.
That's that way Hayes is now. He's 2.5 years old. He's still not pooping in the potty. He didn't tell his mama. Says Hayes poops in his pull-ups, those diapers and pull-up diapers. She said Hayes poops in the pull-up. I said, boy, you better quit that. That's just the way they are. They get a little bit headstrong at times, just like them puppies. But that puppy's going to be fine. You're going to like that puppy.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else? Yeah, go ahead. That's Barry, I think.
Yep. Got a sister and brother-in-law that apparently have COVID. They're, you know, not spring chickens by any stretch, and they're not terribly worried about it. They understand it. You know, they understand what's going on, but I'd like to pray for them, have everybody agree. Father, pray for Mark and Susan. Pray you deliver them from this sickness that's on them. Pray you use their the functions you built into their bodies to heal. Use that, Father, to get them over this quickly. And with no complications, pray and bless them with good in their spirits. Show them, Father, that you're in control of this, and that you're going to do a good work in them, and bless them, and get them delivered from this very, very quickly, Father. We thank the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. They are healed in Jesus' name. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Isaac, go ahead.
Well, I got another one.
Okay.
So my boss came up to me today and wanted to know if I wanted to go travel to Florida and work there for a while. I don't know how that long. I don't know how long a while is. And I thought about that. I'm like, oh, well, that's. That could possibly be a good thing. I'm not sure, though. because mom, she up and left and went back to Owensboro. So, you know, that's kind of a financial burden and whatnot. But honestly, I feel pretty good, you know. Man, I got the joy of the Lord. I don't know what to say. It's just that simple. Man, thank God. What a gift from our Father. Anyways, so I thought, well, and don't get me wrong, that place needs some TLC. It's not a real pretty place, but you know, it's better than what was. So don't get the wrong idea. It's not all that, but I was thinking, well, if we did go to Florida, it's right there close. Maybe get some work done on it and, you know, sell it. But I don't really know. I don't really have a mind made up. Like I said, it is a little bit of a financial burden. But would y'all pray that the Lord show me and Mariana, whether in dream or just tell us flat out, what to do, you know? And I would really appreciate it.
Amen. Yeah, Lord, we just ask that you give him wisdom. Show him what you like having to do, Lord. You know, winter's coming up, Lord, and I know he'd like to be down there in that weather. It's so nice down there. But, Lord, it's up to you. But I ask that you give him sure way in which how you want him to go, Lord, in Jesus' name, that it would be exactly in your will, whatever you have him do, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody agree? Thank you, Lord. It's done. Amen. Well, I see Merle's name up there, but I don't see Merle. Where's Merle at, Missy? All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Carol, go ahead.
Hi, sorry I missed you guys last week, but I did listen to the recording, so I still remain connected. I am starting a training tomorrow from that job that was supposed to end and is not ending now. There's a probation. So I'm going into another level of training for 3 days. And so I just wanted to I'm grateful and I feel excited actually about it, but I thought it'd be a good idea to still ask the body of Christ to pray for me. So I received the prayer.
Lord, we just lift up Claire to you. And Lord, we thank you that this is going to be an easy time and a blessed time for her to go through these learning sessions. And we just thank you, Father, for bringing her along just like the company wants her to be. And we praise you, Father, for her to be in special favor to whoever's in charge, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Carol. Amen and amen. I believe it. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Hey, Daniel. What's up, dude? You can't hide, Daniel. How you doing, buddy?
Good, thank you.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
How are you? He asked, how are you, Michael?
I am blessed beyond my wildest dreams, Daniel, and I'm glad you asked, brother. All right. Anybody else got anything they'd like to share, pray, or give a testimony about? I want to pray for, yeah, go ahead, Claire. You go ahead, and then I'll go.
It's just a quick one, but nothing's too small to forgo bragging on God. On Monday, I had a little, just this feeling in my eye, like it was just really itchy. And I looked at it once in the bathroom and I was like, oh no, that could be a star. And I just rebuked it in the name of Jesus. I just said that there's just no chance. How can't be, because Jesus is looking back at me. And I just kept on speaking a good report. And that night my eyes were really itchy and I just rebuked it. And my eyes are honestly like just perfect, and there's no itch, and there's no redness, and the Lord healed me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I'm glad you reminded me of something. I had a scratching in my throat the other night. I said, nope, I ain't accepting this. In Jesus' name, you go. I woke up, and I didn't have any more. It was gone. That's how easy it's getting, isn't it? Praise God. I want to lift up Tiffany. I went over there this afternoon and had a real long talk with her. I let her just get out what she had to get out. But I noticed when I walked in there was a big spirit of oppression in there. And I just prayed under my, I prayed in the spirit. And I even know which one brought it in there. So anyway, I'm not going to say, but anyway, I just want to pray against that. In the name of Jesus right now, I break the power of that oppressive spirit off of that person. Lord, you know who it is. And I thank you, Father, that they can't drag that around with it wherever they go. And I command it to be broken and out. I bind you up and off of them in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that she realizes that there is a purpose in all of this. And I explained to her that there always is. And don't try to figure things out. Just go with God's flow. And so, Lord, we just thank you for building up a bold faith in Tiffany. And I thank you for doing that, Lord. And Lord, she even mentioned this afternoon about moving to Tennessee. And I said, oh, glory to God, that would be awesome. But I know she said it in passing, but I think it's prophetic. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless them all, Lord. Ryan's mother and dad, I break the spirit of grief off of them. And I break the spirit of grief off of family members and Tiffany in Jesus' name. You go from them. That's enough of it in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that when this is all over, they're going to be blessed because I know what God's doing. And I thank you for it. Father, you revealed to me today, and I know what's going on. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for me. Set my mind at ease. And I thank you, Lord, for giving me wisdom and words to say to Tiffany and Paula and James, Ryan's parents, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful work you're doing in this family. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, somebody had their hand up, I thought. Okay. Missy, I heard you. Yeah, you have something you want to say? Oh, you just didn't. You're not muted? Or are you? Oh, there you are. No, you're not. Yes, you are. All right. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Claire.
I have two prayer requests. They're not for me. My family's been asking me to pray for them recently, which is wonderful. So I would like to pray, and I'd like you to agree with me. And if you could just remember these precious souls. One is my aunt. She's the one who actually took me to a church. And that's the day I decided I should do this. So her name's Sue Ann, and she's battling some mental oppression, like just depressive spirits and stuff. She's spirit-filled, and she walks with the Lord. I just think she's going through big trials. So I'm going to pray for her. Thank you, Lord, for Sue Ann. Thank you for her being such an integral part in my walk with you, Lord. And I love her so much because I love you so much because you used her, and she was so gentle and so soft, and you know her heart, Lord. And I just come against all oppressive spirits, all depression, all anxiety, all hopelessness, all fear, all suicidal thoughts in the name of Jesus. I break that off of Sue Ann right now and any other family member in this specific body that we are all brothers and sisters of, any of our family members. I break it off now in the name of Jesus. I tell you that you are bound and that you cannot touch the ones that are under our household salvation. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to pray. And then I have a prayer from my mom. She's been morbidly obese most of her life and gets on pretty well, actually. But since the past sort of 18 months, she's been really active. She's just been walking and playing bowls and doing all these things with my dad. But she's not really losing any weight. And she's got some intestinal things that just are ridiculous. And I can't believe she suffers the way she does. She doesn't really go to doctors or anything. She's not, I think it's more just apathy than what it is, not, you know, not wanting to go because of faith. But I would like to pray for her as well. Father, you know the trials that my mom has been through, and you know what is happening inside that body. And we know that anything that happens inside the body is spiritual. And we know that any bacteria infections or viral infections or any sore cramps, all of that is spiritual, Father. And when we trust in you and we trust in what your son did on the cross, we can trust that it's all been taken away and that we don't have to live under the curse. And Father, I pray for this realization for my mom. Father, I know that she is trying. She's trying to understand who you are and she's trying to accept your love. But it's so much deeper than what she knows, Lord. And if you could point her in the right direction, Lord, if you could give her some kind of, I don't know, just special spoiling of your love and grace so that she knows without a doubt that you care for her. Lord, I know that that will embolden her to have the faith that she needs to have to walk this walk. I rebuke all dysenteric, cancer-causing, weird symptoms in the name of Jesus. I bind them and I proclaim a healthy gut in the name of Jesus. And I proclaim a lean body in the name of Jesus because she is not walking around with the baggage of her lifetime. She isn't. She is free because she has accepted Jesus as her savior. And so I proclaim that she is free and she is lean and she's free to move and she's free to walk without being uncomfortable. Thank you so much, Lord, for my mom's triumph over this through Christ and any other family member of ours who's struggling with similar things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Claire's mom. We believe, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, who's next? Yeah, Missy.
I'd like to pray for my parents. They're not getting along very well. And it's just, a lot of it is my dad's 80, my mom's 79, and there's not a whole lot my dad can do in some areas. And my mom gets impatient, you know, he can't talk right now, but he's going to in one day soon. And it's hard for them to communicate and they've just been snappy and at each other. And even my dad surprised me about something that he did. You know, snapping. And it wasn't even at my mom over the weekend. And I want to pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just cast down every spirit of faction and contention and strife, impatience. Lord, show them, Lord. Remind them to treat each other the way they want to be treated. To help them to realize how they are being towards each other, Lord. And not only that, Lord, give them the grace to know, Lord, that to understand that they are supposed to be like you. If, you know, you have to show them, you know, what would Jesus do kind of thing, Lord. Help them to realize, Lord, that they, oh, Lord, that they need the power of the Holy Spirit within them. Give them dreams or something, whatever it takes, Lord. Give them the grace to understand, Lord, that it is not okay. There's, I cast down that spirit of self-justification and self-righteousness and just selfishness, period, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, fill their hearts up with your love for each other, Lord. Give them the grace to lay down their lives, to ask you to make them selfless, Lord, to ask you to work in them that they can do, Lord, what your word says. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I just thank you, Lord, for restoring them, for delivering them from the apostasy that they're in, Lord. Lord, they brought us up and took us to church and took us to, had us go to Sunday school and youth group and all those things, Lord. But the home life did not reflect that, Lord. The home life did not reflect you very much at all, Lord. And it's sad, but I thank you, Lord, that you are gonna do a work in my parents, even in their old age, Lord, that they're gonna, that you're gonna change them, restore them, renew them, Lord, and restore their youth. And I just praise you and thank you, Lord, that you are gonna make them mighty saints in you, mighty woman of God and mighty man of God, Lord. They only know that I know they're doing the best that they can with what they have, Lord, with what they've learned. And thank you for delivering them, bringing them into the truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Open up their spiritual eyes and your spiritual ears, Lord. Bring those new revelations out to them every time they crack that Bible open, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. It is.
Amen.
All right. It's done. Anybody else? All right, what do y'all want to talk about tonight? I've been kind of, yeah, Lana, go ahead. See what Lana has to say.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to share a praise report and ask for agreement and prayer. On Friday, I shared with the sisters my dilemma regarding nursing and bottle feeding little Gabe. And I was just having a hard time making the right decision for that, and just with a lot of things standing in the way. But the Lord has been really graceful, and I've been happily able to start nursing Gabe again myself instead of solely bottle feeding him. It's never been a problem before. I think the hospitals really threw me off with the trial that we went through, but I'm just really grateful and really happy that that's getting on track as well. So praise the Lord for that. And then we also prayed for little Gabe because he was spitting up a lot, and then I didn't know why, and it was very frustrating. It was like, no sooner did I clean him up, he would spit up again. And It's gotten a lot better, for which I'm grateful. And I've started to realize this wasn't just him spitting up. It looks like it might have been maybe just a weak muscle in his esophagus that wasn't allowing his milk to stay down. So I'm praising the Lord for the improvement and just asking that y'all agree with me that he is healed completely. And this is not going to be an issue anymore going forward. He's going to be able to keep all his milk down, and there's not going to be any messes to clean up in the middle of the night or anything like that. So thank you, Father, for your wonderful grace and mercy and favor toward our family and little Gabe. And thank you, Father, that Gabe is healed. We are no longer dealing with any spit ups. He's not leaking any milk out of his mouth, and he's just keeping everything down like he's supposed to. We thank you for tightening that muscle and making it function properly like it should. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We believe with it that Gabriel is healed from the top of his head to the bottom of his little feet. In Jesus' name. No more problem. Gabe, you be healed. And I know he was saying amen back there. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, what about Lacey also? Wasn't she about ready to do too? Wasn't she about to do, Julie?
Yeah, she's due the end of this month. I don't know exactly the date, but I just know it's like around the third week of November.
Actually, I was talking to her today. She's due on the 20th. I think it's right on Thanksgiving, like the 24th or 25th, but she said she's doing really good. She listened to that podcast about fear and anxiety that David put out there, and she said it's really blessed her a lot. So she says she's just waiting any time now. So she's having some pre-labor contractions. So she has a feeling it's going to be sometime soon.
Okay. Praise God. Lord, we think it's going to be a good birth with no problems in Jesus' name and quick. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Anybody else? All right. What do y'all want to talk about tonight? I think we've been talking on, forget.
It was Romans 12, 1 and 2. Right?
I don't know. That Romans 12 is a good book.
Yeah, it's a renewing of the mind.
Yeah. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, I ran across something Lake said here a while back. He said, your mind is renewed to the Word of God to the degree that the Word of God dictates your daily actions. Your mind is renewed to the Word of God to the degree that the Word of God dictates your daily actions. Amen. All right. Has anybody got anything they want to talk about as far as the mind renewing our mind to Christ? I think we brought out some verses last week. I don't know if this was one of them, but 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. behold, they are become new. In verse 18, but all things are of God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. Does anybody see anything in there? You know, Carol, go ahead.
After listening to last week, I've had this on my mind since. I'm just thinking, I'm so filled with gratefulness, and I continue to just be so filled with grace, and I want to cry, but in the most amazing way. And what comes to me when I was listening to that is it says, do not be conformed, but be transformed. So either you're conforming to this world or you're letting Jesus transform you. And when I had confessed that I was going through so much anxiety and then got delivered of that, and that scripture speaks to me so much, and it still nurtures me and feeds me and corrals me and guides me to be vigilant, to take authority immediately if anxiety tries to come back. So, because then I would be conforming to the ways of this world, and I'm allowing the Lord to transform me by his truth and what he says, and with faith I stand in that. And I've been walking as a Christian for a few years now, but I had a huge stall. You know, I stalled for a period of time because of a very serious transition that was happening in my life. But I'm so grateful, because I thought my life was over in the middle of my salvation when really horrible things happened. But I know God is with me, and I know he brought me to this body of Christ, because I said, Lord, I love you, and I want to walk with you, and I want to be that beautiful person you've designed me to be. And I'm sure there are so many other people like that. And by his grace, I found this beautiful body of Christ here of amazing, faithful children of God walking by his grace and with his favor, and more so is this boldness. So yeah, this scripture speaks to me so much, the transformation that I'm going to a whole new level of transformation just by sitting in with my brothers and sisters in this body of Christ. And I'm so thankful that I can bully the bully back and not let him come back into my life. I am so thankful. We talked a few weeks ago about, you know, the violence, and I didn't speak about it because I was really meditating on everything you were saying, but I really felt the Lord was saying that violence, he wanted me to have it towards the enemy, not towards people, not towards any of God's children, but really towards the enemy. So I'm so grateful of that. I think it's like a healthy boundary. I don't even know how to put it into words, but there's something about, I sense his holy fire stand and say, I want you to say, I rebuke you to the enemy. I cast you out, take authority and kick him out. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. So I feel this double place of great love that I'm learning. And at the same time, that love has so much authority, and I'm wowed by it. There you go. So let's keep being transformed and being renewed and blessing each other and being so boldly brave. I think that's that. I'm going to end with that. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Carol. That's awesome. Listen to 1 Corinthians 2:16. 1 Corinthians 2 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, if you read these verses word by word, rather than the way I used to do it, and that was just skim over it and read it and go on to the next one. If you read them and meditate on them, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. You don't get the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. We're joint heirs with Christ. Then if we are joint heirs with Christ, we got the mind of Christ. And all we need to do is just keep on remembering that if we got the mind of Christ, well, how do we walk like Christ? Well, of course, we read the gospel and we learn how Jesus walked. And that's how we're to do it. Renew our mind with the word of God and understand that we have the mind of Christ and we can walk like he has. If we just tune our mind in to what the word of God says, we are joint heirs with Christ. It says in 1 John 4:17. Like I said, if we're joint heirs with Christ, we have the mind of Christ, right? We already have it. We don't get it. We already got it. He gave it to us. It's already ours. All we have to do is access it. Yeah, Missy.
Just makes me think of, I forget where it says, I think it's Peter, 1-2 Peter, about being partakers of the divine nature. You know, yep. That, geez, that includes everything.
Amen. And all we have to do is just allow God to work in us, but just believe that it's happening and keep our mind on him. That's good. Just keep our mind on him and what he's done and the things that he's done. And he told us to do the commands he gave us. And we'll be walking just like him. With the power of God that the world will see here shortly. Yeah, Nick, go ahead.
I have a prayer request. My dad's going to the dentist on Thursday, and he's going to get his teeth pulled, some more of his teeth pulled out. So my mom wanted him to ask for prayer for that, so...
Okay, you want to pray and we'll agree with you, okay?
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you and just pray for Frank and just getting all these teeth pulled and just the recovery and everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we believe with Nick that Frank's not going to have any problem. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Isaac.
Michael, I was going to kind of say a few things, but I want to ask you first. Do you suppose that, you know how the word says the head of the woman is the man and the head of the man is Christ?
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, brother.
Do you think is... Mouth subject.
No, you go ahead. I'm just kidding.
The mind of Christ, you know, and having our minds renewed and Christ being the head of us, it seems like there's a parallel there. Do you think there is, or am I thinking wrong here?
No, there is. Go ahead.
Okay, because I didn't want to go any further I don't know, but... You know, David brought up something really good. I don't know what book it was. It was just such a revelation, right? Now, I don't know, and probably a lot of you guys have heard this, but if you haven't, I think it'll bless you. And I'm paraphrasing here, so bear with me. So, like that scripture, and I don't know where it's at, it says the head of the woman is the man, and the head of the man is Christ. And remember, Jesus said, the birds of the air have nests, and the foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And he was talking about, I think he was talking about the mind of Christ. And I think Dave went on to portray that. And that's what Jesus was saying. And he has nowhere to lay his head, right? But then he goes on, and let me look it up here, because I had to actually look it up to know. Revelations 20:4, and it says, and I also saw souls of them that have been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus, for the word of God, Revelations 20:4. And he also said, you know, there's a parallel there too, beheaded, which was, you know, we repent, we change our mind. I think that's part of having the mind of Christ. And, you know, I think just like Michael said, you have it. And I think what David said in Revelation 24, those who have been beheaded for Christ. Sorry. My microphone shut off. Anyways, so he goes on to say how, you know, that's spiritual too, you know, that we've been beheaded, and now we have the mind of Christ. It's not our old nature. And that's what I was trying to say last week, but I could not get it out to make sense. You know, I was talking about that verse that I found that really helped me. And it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. And I would really say that and say it, and I get it in my head. So I know I have to get it in my head to get it in my heart. You know, saying it, and all these little thoughts, whatever it be, I just keep casting them down. And, you know, I realized the more I did it, it becomes second nature. Now, think about that, second nature. It does. It really becomes second nature. And what is the name? You know, nature, character, and authority. And that's how you know. You start to see these things, not even knowing it. You're being transformed, and you're getting the mind of Christ, and it's becoming your nature. And that's what the Lord showed me. But anyways, I wanted to bring up what David said about the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, and in Revelations 20:4, being beheaded for Christ. And I was wanting to make sure there was parallel before I went on. But it's just really, really awesome stuff. Well, let me read this to you real quick. If you read Ephesians chapter 1, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read like a verse to you. But it really talks about the promises that you have in Christ. And being adopted, you know, in this adoption, he goes on to say, you know, how we're grafted in. And he goes on to say in Ephesians 1:22, and he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is the body and fullness of him that filleth us all in all. So if you have the mind of Christ, man, all things are under subjection. All things are under subjection, everything and all things. So I just thought that was really cool.
Amen. That's something to shout about there. Say, glory to God. He put all things. He didn't say 50%, did he? He said all things. And gave him to be head over all things to the church. Amen. All right. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
You know, another term for the mind of Christ is your consciousness. You know, Abraham had a wonderful consciousness of God, and he's mentioned in Romans chapter 4 on how he believed God in his mind, in his consciousness. And it was accounted unto him for righteousness. In another place, he was even called God's friend. I think it says that in Peter. I was trying to look for that. But another form of the mind is when they talk to you about your forehead. And we all know what the bad mind is in the forehead with that verse in Revelation 13:16. It's a different image. It's, of course, that's the... That's the mark of the beast in your forehead. And actually, it's in 17, and a mark on their right hand or upon their forehead. And then it goes down to another mark in chapter 14, which is the mark of God. And to be reminded when you have the name of Christ, you know, that's the nature, character, and authority. But even David broke it down for us that it's his mind, his will, his emotion, and his heart. So this mind is part of your name. You know, you want your name written down in the book of life, you know. So, and this book of life has got a lot to do with the word of God. And we abide in this name called the word of God, which is Jesus. So just so you can understand there that there is a mark and a name and an image also, which we're also very familiar with, which is all negative in this chapter 13 in the last few verses. So the word could either give you a good name or a bad name, or the word can give you a good mind or a bad mind. Any word spoken has a spirit attached to it. So we do battle with those words that pop into our head that are not from Christ. And sometimes when the Lord talks to you, you don't even realize he's talking to you. And you go, oh man, he was talking to me there and I didn't realize it. And I realize it now. I guess he's reminding me that he talked to me back there and I wasn't paying attention. And there are other verses, you know, consciousness, forehead, and I'm putting that out there so that, you know, you just don't have to look for or think about verses. You know, if you're being persecuted for your consciousness of Christ, that's supposed to be grace for you. So, because you've got the right mindset from the Spirit of grace, and of course, if grace is all you can be in Christ, then it's his mind too, and love has to go straight across the board for that commandment. When they ask Jesus, what's the greatest commandment of all? Mind is mentioned there too. So to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Which, and if you can do that, the second commandment's not going to be any problem. Or to love your enemies. Because if love's straight across the board for you, then you're going to do it. And this is the love that God feeds you, because for God so loved the world. We love because he first loved us. So he's instructing us each time we read our word on how to love him. With the primary love being he gave you Jesus Christ. So he's giving you his mind and his heart. And his soul is the one you want to attain to through sanctification. You know, like the song says, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb, the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? So that's sanctification, that's sanctified in his blood rather than just covered in his blood. So I collate mind and heart sometimes together. I know they're separate, but I always find that the love there has to be in that mind as well as in what you're learning. So it's a faith that worketh this love. I find always doing something, when you put it into motion and go do it, or you set an example, everyone sets an example to their children, then that is performing God's love. You know, I came from a family where my dad never read the Bible. And just Bible study wasn't in my family, you know, and my mom never read the Bible. I actually went out and bought them a Bible and snuck it into his reading room, and he started reading it and he actually thought his wife gave it to him, and it was a Bible in his own language. And then I said, hey, this is a good idea. Started buying Bibles and leaving them in mailboxes when I first got saved. I even remember buying an Italian Bible for my friend's mother. Yeah, because he was Italian. So we bought another Bible. We wrapped it in brown paper and we put it in one of our best friend's mailbox where they lived. Yeah, so it's kind of weird, you know, what you do sometimes. And I wasn't that young, you know, because I got saved pretty late at 28. But, you know, it's kind of weird going up to a door, putting a Bible in the mailbox, ringing the doorbell and running away. Because she didn't understand, you know, English, especially my friend's mom, who was Italian. And I just had to take off. But she saw me leaving the car, so she knew who it was. So. But anyway, praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Sneaky Andrew.
You know, these are the things that sometimes he puts into your mind. So I'm not getting off topic here. You know, so you really got to listen sometimes, because it's really, especially like to me, it's so foreign. If you would have your own children brought up this way, that it was kind of hard for me too, because, you know, I would just be trying to tell them to go with the word, you know, and didn't know really how to do it too well. But whatever was put in them, you know, like Ben reminded me of something that I told him when he was young. I actually told him every word written, every word read, every word heard, every word spoken, and even the word that popped, whether good or evil. And he remembered that after, he remembered I said that before he was saved to after he was saved. So praise God with what they can attain and remember. And because that's really God working in those times when, you know, in their predestined times to be called. And God can remind you of some of those things, even in your own life. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yep, they remember those types of things. And that's good. All right, anyone else? On mind renewal. The mind of Christ. What is mind renewal? Yeah, Missy's got the answer. Praise God forevermore.
Well, I didn't really want to answer that question.
I snuck it in on you, didn't
I? Really, renewing your mind really is, to me, it's repentance. It's changing your mind. Changing the way you think. Changing your mind. It's a change of mind. It's repentance.
Well, yep, absolutely. And repentance. Let me give you one that goes along with it right quick before I forget it, okay? It's the removal of information, patterns, mindsets, attitudes, and limitations that would not be found in the mind of Christ. In other words, repenting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
I like to read that in 2 Peter chapter 1 about divine nature, because really when it's talking about knowledge and everything, knowledge is taking in knowledge into your mind, you know, it's renewing your mind, you know, even though it doesn't use that that wording, but this, that's what it is, you know. Starting verse 2, grace to you and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that his divine power has granted unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us by his own glory and virtue, whereby he has granted unto us his precious and exceeding great promises, that through these you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world by lust. And when I read that, it made me think of, you know, the corruption, you know, in the world, where, you know, that goes along with being a new creature, being a new creature. You no longer, you know, that corruption is no longer there. So escape from the corruption that is in the world by lust. When you escape that corruption that is in the world by lust, you're a new creature in Christ. So, yeah, these, you know, if you really stop and meditate and read that real slow, like you were saying earlier, Michael, you know, reading, you know, just slowly reading it word by word and meditating on it, those are some powerful verses in there. It's like, there's a get you some excited verses. But it's, you know, God's word is the spirit. God's word is spirit. And to be a partaker of his divine nature, you have to have the power of the spirit, the revelation of the spirit, you know. And all the promises, you know, it's such a powerful thing. It's, you know, it's the knowledge of God. How do you get the knowledge of God? Through the word. And the word is the spirit. And the more you get the spirit of the word in your mind, the more it renews your mind, and the power of the spirit of God that's in us helps give us that revelation, and not just the revelation, but empowers us, you know, to live it out, to carry it out, to have the experience of righteousness, the meat. No longer, the word is no longer milk, but it's meat. You're living it. It's Christ being lived out of you. So, amen. Can't go anywhere in the Lord without your mind being renewed. Because everything that you do starts in your mind. What comes out of your mouth, what comes out of your hands, you know, your works. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Has anybody ever heard of neurogenesis and neuroplasticity about your brain? It's all about your brain. Neuro means brain. And I heard some teachings on that. And gosh, it's astounding. How many of you remember when we were kids, they told us that your brain cells, when they died, that was it. There ain't going to be no more brain cells, you know. Well, that's not true. Matter of fact, they know that as you sleep, your brain cells will renew. They all renew. You have brain capacity. I think I said this Saturday night, or whatever it was, your brain cells, your brain has the capacity to store information for 3 million years. That's the capacity of this big brain of mine. I don't know how much y'all stores, but mine stores 3 million years. No, yours does too. I'm just kidding. Just think of the enormity and the capacity of this brain. Everything that you do, you see, you hear is stored in your brain. We don't have a memory problem with our brain. We have a recall problem. And the way that you, they say that the way that you fix that is to, as we're talking about the word now, mind renewing as Christ, is to study the word of God in a way that would store these. And I don't know how, I don't even know why I brought it up, because it was fascinating to me. I mean, but it's if you look it up, neurogenesis and neuroplasticity, it talks about the capabilities of the brain as far as memory and recall and how you can get it back. And one of the things that they talked about was the more you study something, not by repetition as far as saying it over and over and over again, but let's say you studied healing for a subject. You study it for one day and you leave it alone for 24 hours. This is what they're saying. I don't know. You could leave it alone for 24 hours and come back and study something else. But then the following day, you study that healing again, and it does something in your brain. I shouldn't have brought it up because I don't really understand how it all works, but it was fascinating to me how that God has planned for us as a way to study the Word of God. And when I find out more about it, I'll let you know. But I was just, yeah. Neurogenesis, generation of cells within the nervous. What is that Greg's got up there? In the nervous system, neurogenesis is the process by which nervous system cells, the neurons, are produced by neurons. I can't understand all that. Mine was a whole lot simpler than all that stuff. That must have come out of Webster's or something.
Basically talking about the generation of cells.
Yeah.
In the nervous system.
Yeah, let me see if I... Yeah, it's fascinating. Did you look up neuroplasticity?
Well, it just so happens that I know a bit of neuroplasticity. Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, okay.
I'll just post it.
Okay. Here's what I got written down for neurogenesis. It's the process by which new neurons are formed in the brain. And all that stuff that Greg's down there probably explains how it does it. But that's what the little thing that I saw is the process by which new neurons are formed in the brain. Neuroplasticity is the brain's capacity to continue growing and evolving in response to life experiences. Plasticity is the capacity of the brain to be shaped, molded, or altered. So neuroplasticity is the ability for the brain to adapt or change over time by creating new neurons and building new networks. So there you go. And that makes it all so simple.
Yeah. From what I understand, and I've heard about this stuff, is that, you know, the brain has these neurons, which is basically a receiver and a sender. Mm-hmm. And it forms these connections. And as we learn new things, that the wiring literally changes and rearranges itself. It gets more complex and more connections, etc. So, yeah, unless you're sitting in front of the TV and watch soapies, and that is good.
Yeah. Well, here's something else that goes along with the brain part of it. Did you know that of all the richest people in the world, on an average, spend about 15 minutes a day watching news or listening to news or TV or whatever? Only 15 minutes a day. But the poor side, let's say middle America, middle world, listens to on an average of 4 hours a day. And guess what? Who's got the money? The ones focusing on things that they that count as far as what their goals are. And I guess the thing that they're saying is that whatever your goal is, that's what you'll become. And if you are apathetic in your lifestyle, as a Christian I'm talking about, then you're going to be watching 4 hours of garbage and getting 15 minutes of good stuff. You're not going to be much. You're not going to show a lot of fruit, you know. Of course, we all know that. I'm just saying what the scientists were talking about. Does that make sense? This might be a little bit over our heads. I don't know if it is mine. Go ahead, Claire.
Missy was first. Missy can go.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't see you, Missy.
Thank you.
I'm down to postage size pictures here. Postage stamp pictures.
That was lovely of you to do that. Anyway, what came to me was, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You tell them about, you know, them only spending 15 minutes basically in media, I guess, is basically the gist of it. Whether it be news, TV programs or whatever. So where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where you spend your time.
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about the Word of God. The more I think somebody said this last week. The more you read and study the Word of God, the more you get excited about it, you know, and I do. I get excited when I read. That might have been you, Missy. I don't know. Yeah, Claire, go ahead.
I'm finding this really encouraging. And when Missy said that we need, you know, repenting is the changing of the mind, and we're talking about renewing our minds, I think that's maybe where... I know I fell short in the beginning of my walk, and probably because it was just for a very brief while in apostasy, but they don't do a very good job of teaching that everything you know is wrong and that you have to, you know, really renew your mind. Like, yes, you repent in that you do that one big thing and you know, you welcome Jesus into your heart or whatever those things are said in church scenarios, but it takes a certain amount of humility to go, I am so wrong. Like, I'm wrong on a molecular level. I am wrong. Everything I know is wrong. Everything I've done is wrong. Now Christ gets to remake me. He gets to rebuild me with his goodness and his truth and his love because of the power of the Holy Spirit. That humility is something I think we should all pray for, because Michael, as you were saying being able to read the Word and study the Word, we can get so puffed up in that knowledge. And it's wonderful to be able to have passages and verses just, you know, spill out. But are they actually imprinting on our DNA? And are they actually coming out in our thoughts and our actions every single minute of the day. Like we can't be like the Pharisees. You've got all that knowledge. So I pray for myself, but I pray for all of us that the Lord would be gracious enough to give us humility in bucket loads, that we would know that we can do nothing good of ourselves, and that everything that we know to be true and good comes from the author of creation, and it comes from perfect love, and that we would strive to have humility so that we can learn more and be open to correction, so that we can repent in order to change our minds. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, Lord of God. Yeah, we were all like that, Claire. Had all this garbage in us. God's having to dump it out. We're starting over. Cleaning our brain up, putting good stuff. You know, when you put the Word of God in there, that's the pure stuff that the Holy Spirit can recall for you. He's not going to recall anything other than the pure Word of God. So the more the Word of God you put in there, the more He can recall for you. All right. Anyone else? Got some good thoughts on renewing our mind. It's been pretty good. Yeah, Carol.
I want to read something that's in the Bible. And I'm going to read it like how the Lord speaks to me about this specific transition that we go through as we ask Him. And this is in Proverbs 2. And He says, "My children, as you receive my word and you treasure up my commandments, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. Yes, if you call out for insight and you raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and you search for it as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For I, the Lord, I give wisdom. From my mouth comes knowledge and understanding, and I store it up sound wisdom for the upright. I am a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of my saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech who forsake the paths of uprightness, because they choose to walk in the ways of darkness. They rejoice in doing evil and they delight in ... But you will be delivered from this forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words, the one who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. Her house will sink down to death and her path to be departed. None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you will walk in the way of the good and keep to the paths of righteous, for the upright will inhabit the land, and those with integrity will remain in it." And I just wanted to share that because I just felt the fire of the Lord on all that's being said tonight. And I just felt like He wanted to just pour that into us. And so I receive it as well. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I just read that here not too long ago. It affected me in the same way, you know. I'm glad you read that. That's awesome. Yeah, Isaac.
I just wanted to make a mention. Yesterday, we were driving back home, and we were listening to Conquering the Mind of the Flesh. It's a UBM podcast. I don't know how many of you guys have Podbean. It might be on YouTube. I'm not sure. But we heard it on Podbean. I put the link in the chat, and it is so good. Really, it is so good. And it's the link between, like, David goes on to break down David and Goliath. You know, because you think about, we have the mind of Christ. That's because we, that's not we, but no, God's grace. He gave us he gave us Jesus Christ to conquer the mind of the flesh, to renew our minds. Now, I tell you, man, there is just so much hidden manna in that link. It is incredible. I mean, I won't ruin it because I can't do a good enough job to even explain it, but it goes on to talk about how you read about Goliath, it mentions the number 666 with him. You know, it explains it. And it is amazing. Just there's so much right there in that parable. And I've read it before, and I didn't get as much out of it, unfortunately. But I'm believing by faith. I got the mind of Christ, and these hidden manna have been revealed to me. But go on, give it a shot. And it is awesome.
Okay. Sounds like a winner. I believe I will. Take a listen. All right. Anybody else? Got some good words. Yeah, Claire.
This is just slightly off topic, but Tiana and Samuel have asked me to share their news because they're in and out of signal. They're driving somewhere. So for all of you who don't know, little baby David arrived on very early hours of the 13th of November, like just 30 minutes after midnight. And he is beautiful and healthy, and mommy had a great first birth experience, home birth, unassisted, except for the Holy Spirit. They are doing very well. The baby latched like a champ on Sunday night. So they had like the weekend to kind of, you know, figure this thing out. And then he just went for it, the little champion. So, it's just going really, really well. So if you could lift them up in your prayers and, you know, just keep them in that bubble of love. She's amazed by oxytocin, and she's very, very happy that the Lord has blessed her with that hormone. So praise Amen. God.
Thank you, Lord. Awesome. You go, little David. All right, anybody else? All right, anybody want to talk about something else? I don't know how you can top this. The mind of Christ. Conquering the mind of the flesh. That's Isaac's. Oh, that's the podcast you were talking about. Okay. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Two Davids on the same day. How cool is that? 24 years apart only. Absolutely. All right. Anybody else got something they want to talk about? Lord, keep talking about the mind of Christ. Just go ahead and speak up if you do. I'm looking up something here. I'm going to read the prayer that's in Ephesians chapter 3, starting in 14. Kind of goes along with what we've been talking about. Ephesians chapter 3, starting in 14, going down to 21. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. Ooh, thank you, Lord. That he, the Father, would grant you, according to the riches of his glory. How many of you know that he's got a lot of riches in his glory? That ye may be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inward man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, to the end that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strong to apprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled unto all the fullness of Christ, of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all generations forever and ever. Amen. How many of you want the love of Christ in your heart and your spirit and permeating throughout your whole body? You know, glory to God, me too. I want that love. I want to be evil. I want to even love the most evil person in the world, and to love him in order to want him saved, you know. I've got some likely candidates in my mind, but that's just so fleshly mind that I'm thinking of. But I'm not going to mention any name. If Christ dwells in your hearts through faith, to the end that you've been rooted and grounded in love. He said that's the best thing we can do, is just to love like him, right? To have that love. That's the first commandment, he said, to love your neighbor as yourself. To love God with all your heart, your mind, your strength, and all those other things that we need to do. Only way we're going to be able to do that is to allow God to do it in us and to believe it. Just always believe that, hey, I got this love of Christ in me, man. I'm walking around here. I am love. Glory to God. I'm just one big hunk of love. And the light of Christ just shines throughout me. And don't get all self-righteous either. You know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about in your daily walk. You say, you know, God is so awesome. He is showing his light to the world through me. How awesome is that? And I think I'll just slosh some of this light on this old man over here that's walking with a cane. I'll just go over there and give him the love of Christ and let God heal him. And tell him it was God that did that. Now go and sin no more. You know, that's what God did. That's what he wants us to do. every time you see somebody that's in need, and you have the power to do it, we all do. We just got to have that boldness in us to go up to them and say, "Hey, brother, what's wrong with you? Why are you walking with a cane, or why are you walking with a walker, or whatever it is?" And just tell them, say, "Can I pray for you?" And then you give them that healing power, and it'll go through you because God's going to back up his word, or whatever it is, deliverance. Somebody's sad over something, you can pray for them, and God will just put that joy in them. And that love of Christ will just slosh all in them. I hope somebody knows what I'm talking about, because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to portray him out there with the world. Remember what the Pharisees and the Sadducees said? They said, "Man, you got a bunch of tax collectors here and a bunch of drunks and a bunch of this and a bunch of that." And Jesus said, I've come to call on the lost sheep, these lost people. I didn't come to call on y'all. And when we did, listen, I believe, well, I'll tell you what, somebody else talk. I'm just going to shut up. Y'all are getting bored with me. Somebody else say something. So, go ahead, Carol.
Honor roll. I just keep running back to the word treasure and hidden treasures. And I stumbled on the place where it says that Christ, all the hidden in Christ is in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So I just keep seeing treasure. So much treasure. And I think Missy twice tonight, she said things, and I just really felt like the bells ringing in my head, and treasure was one of them. And I sense the fire when you're speaking as well, Michael, that is what the Lord is saying to us, is that, you know, if you seek my word as the treasure that it is, you will abound in this love. You will see all these beautiful treasures that are just going to overflow. And so, yes, my heart would be also to be able to bless a person that is in most darkness, you know, to be able to just love them and set them free by that love that Christ has that is so beautiful. So I just wanted to add that in there, since you said somebody else speak, and I just had treasure going and burning inside of me. So bless you.
Amen. I remember a story one time that Curry Blake, the overseer of John G. Lake, said one time. He said he was given a message out. He was teaching on something. And this lady in the room just jumped up, run to the middle of the room there, and she started screaming and just screaming out stuff. I forget what she was screaming. It's something like, "You need to hush. You need to quit. You need to quit talking." And he said, I just sat there and listened to her and said, "I don't even know you. What are you talking about? You're a liar," she'd call him. "You're this, you're that." And he said, "I went down," and he went down over to her. And he said, "I've never done it before and I've never done it since." He said, "But I just said, I touched her with my fingers and said, the finger of God releases you. Just like that, and touched her. And she was immediately set free. And afterwards, he was sitting at the table. He was signing books or something. I don't know what he was doing. But this lady came up to him and she said, can I speak with you? He said, yeah. She said, I have been to many ministries and where they get up and they yell and they scream at these demon-possessed people. And I was just disgusted at it. And she said, I have never seen anybody delivered by the love of God until tonight. She said, I'll do whatever you need me to do to help in this ministry. And Curry told her, he said, so you're the one that caused all this. But he was kidding, of course. But that's the love of God. When he went down there, and it was God just showing people that you don't have to get up and scream. All you got to do is just do like Jesus did. Be gone. And I thought that was an awesome, awesome testimony of God's love toward the people who are bound up and all that stuff that they have, you know. The people that were with this woman were really surprised that she had done that. They said she was acting kind of weird when she got there. But anyway, she was delivered. Praise God. All right, anybody else? Yeah, give me somebody. Here you go. Go ahead, Isaac. Take over for a little bit. Let me do something.
Okay. I'll just speak on my own experience this last 2 weeks, I guess. You know, I've heard talking of love, and you know, I've studied it, maybe not the way I should have. But sometimes it's hard to really know what that is unless you experience persecution as well. And you know, and I'm sure we've talked about we've mentioned my mom a lot. And she just I thank God for what I went through with that situation, because that's really not like me to not be upset when you feel betrayed. Because I used to be a little, I used to get fired up pretty quick and have a short fuse. And, you know, I'm really thankful for the mind of Christ, because when I was down there, you know, I knew she was leaving. She told me these things, and I just didn't pay any attention to it, because I really started getting, as weird as it sounds, you know, like I was believing for her to be delivered, right? Well, that hadn't changed. She's been delivered. But I was also believing her. Nope, she's staying. Well, the Lord gave me a dream, like 3 weeks ago, that she up and left. And it was crazy, because, like, I don't want to make this about a dream. I see we don't have much time. So, anyways, everything in that dream happened, like everything. And it wasn't just her leaving. It's about her and this guy text her back home. These things I didn't even know until I found out through secondhand that there's been a guy text her back home. And then she goes back, and then, you know, and she didn't find her happiness. You know, here's the thing. Here's what I'm trying to get out of that. My mom has had severe rejection in life. She's really had a hard life. You know, and she hadn't really asked. In her younger life, she hadn't asked for it. It just came upon her. And I don't have any unforgiveness for my mom. I'm thankful we had that prayer way back when. And, you know, I really know. Like, I mean this. Like, I know the Lord has delivered her. had it in my mind it was going to be this way. Well, the Lord knows what he's doing. And I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm thankful for God's love on me and that he allowed me to show love to her. I mean, even her car broke down. We helped her get it going, thank God. But it's just like, you know what? I have seen everybody in my life with her fight fire with fire. She gets angry and starts doing whatever, and they start doing it back. And you know, it just really breeds, it makes a bad situation worse, and it just breeds a lot of unforgiveness. And you know, I don't know that I can say I really seen true love, like love from God. I don't know if she's ever experienced it either. And I'm just real thankful for that because I don't know. I can't say I know what's going to happen other than the end goal that has happened is that she's been delivered. I don't know. I'm kind of rambling. But I'm just trying to say I'm thankful the Lord gave me love for this. And don't get me wrong. I know there's more to learn about it, you know. But I'm just, I think a little persecution really teaches I love too. I don't know. I'm really thankful, actually. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I really am.
Hey, Isaac, you want to pray for your mom?
Yeah, I will pray for her. Yep. Working in me. I thank you for working in her. And I thank you, Father. Lord, you know she has loved us in her life so very much. And I thank you, Father, for your total and utter and complete deliverance. And I thank you for her renewing her mind that has been renewed. And I thank you, Father, for the change of mind in both of us and that you're continually renewing our minds. And I thank you, Father, that all this is in your hands. And I thank you for that you're a God of great peace. Oh, Father. You got this situation. You got it. And I trust you and I thank you. You are God and God alone. Oh, Father, just keep me loving, Father. Just like Jesus, when he came in that dream, you got to give fuel to get fuel. And Father, I thank you that we have to give love to get love. And I thank you, Father, because your word says, forgive and you shall be forgiven. Release, and you shall be released. And Father, I give her love. Father, I'm asking and I'm believing for love and forgiveness and that she has been released in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I believe it with you. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Girl, you be free in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I believe it for Mom. All right, anybody else before we close out? What do y'all want to talk about Thursday night? Oh, hey, oh gosh, gonna be a conflict here. I'll tell you about it after. Get off here. Lord, I just thank you for a wonderful evening tonight talking about you and renewing our minds to be like you, Lord. Not that we can be you, but we can be just like you. Because your word says it. We can have the mind of Christ. We can have the body of Christ. We can have all things through Christ. And Father, I just thank you so much for giving us this word that keeps us humble. We're not really anybody except the love of Christ just permeates us. And if people see it when they get around us, that we don't put on any airs, just like Christ didn't put on any airs, that we just walk around doing things for you, Lord, healing the sick, raising the dead, you know, just normal things in Christ. Father, I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, that through these days ahead, you're going to see everybody here walking in that Christ-like love that you showed us while you were here on earth, Lord. And I ask that you do it for everybody here. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Yeah, go ahead, Malcolm. Malcolm, we can't understand you.
I'm here in Michigan with my parents. And yeah, you can't, I need some other, well, I don't need to hold everybody up here if it's time to close out. Let me try turning something on here and see if I can.
All right, it's better now. Go ahead, quickly.
Michael, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So I'm here with my parents in Michigan, and I'm on the same time zone as the faithful down in Tennessee. So,
awesome.
And I like Nick's four-wheeler in the background of his picture there. I got the same one, Nick. I don't have a helmet yet, so I can't get too wild. It's quite challenging here with my parents. Just solicit your prayers. I've already prayed for my dad while everybody was out, because I can't really do that with the rest of the family around. So I've commanded all those things and commanded you to be healed and set free and everything. So anyway, I've been learning from hospice how to do everything, but it's, for me, it's just interim steps. I'm looking for God's miracle here. So anyway, a lot of deliverance to be had in every direction.
Amen. Well, we'll just hook our faith up with Malcolm, Lord, and we just believe with him that his dad is healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Set Amen. Free from all that religiosity in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Well, all right.